Cool. All right. What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another Squawk with Swoop. And I've got a very special guest in the lead up to a huge preliminary final. Dan McStay, how are you going, mate? Thank you for taking your time out this afternoon for me.
Hey, Swoop. Thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks for you guys and for us supporters as well. I guess I kind of want to start back where it all started, you know, with you joining the club, coming from the Lions. Obviously a big cultural shift from Brisbane, like a rugby sort of town, I would sort of assume, coming to the heart of football. How was that sort of change for you?
Yeah, obviously I grew up in Melbourne, so yep. I spent the first 18 years of my life here. Then I obviously got drafted to Brisbane, and I honestly felt like Brisbane was home for me, and yep. I didn't really see myself leaving. And then in the background, and then just the way things kind of rolled, and I ended up getting an offer to come to Collingwood, and obviously family was a massive family was obviously a massive pull as well. You know, my sister having her first kid, and you know, my parents, like dad owns a tattoo shop just down the road from Collingwood facilities. So all these things kind of just played a massive role in making my decision, and so grateful that I have made this decision. Love the footy club, love the fans, the supporters have been incredible. You know, they turn out week in, week out, whether it's training, whether it's an away game, whether it's, you know, it doesn't matter who we play. It's just incredible to see how many people, black and white, just everywhere.
Yeah, like, and look, we absolutely love you as well. On Twitter, I don't know if you've seen it, they've coined you as Dan McSlay. That's your Twitter sort of nickname going around. They would have told me off if I didn't mention that to you. But look, you mentioned the fans and the Magpie Army, and Craig McRae talks about that sort of all the time. And we had a big couple of thousand people on Friday night, you know, at training, and there'll be another couple of thousand at open training on Monday. And you guys talk about how it sort of lifts you, but how do you sort of quantify it, or how does it actually feel being on the field?
You honestly get goosebumps when you guys roar. Whether it's a tackle, whether it's a goal, whether it's just the Collingwood chant, it honestly just gives us that that extra bit of energy, that extra lift. And you know, we talk about being connected within a team, and we feel like we're so connected with the fans as well. So yeah, it definitely means a lot. And I feel like you guys turn out when we don't call on you guys. So now that we are calling on you guys, I feel like you're just going to respond in droves, and yeah, it's just awesome. So we absolutely love it. It definitely gives us that edge over any other team in the comp.
And we're probably going to have another, you know, 96,000-97,000 on Friday night against the Giants. So that's just going to be huge. It kind of reminds me of the Collingwood Fremantle game. Obviously, you didn't play in it last year in the final, where it was just mainly Collingwood supporters, and I feel like that sort of got us over the line. And we love, you know, we love doing that. We feed off you guys as well as us, and we kind of saw it when Ginnivan came on in that you know, fourth quarter. What's that like as well? He's just so loved.
It was so funny. I honestly reckon that was the loudest thing I've ever been a part of when Giddy popped up. It was actually insane. I asked him, I was like, how did you feel in that moment? Like, I remember getting goosebumps when he, like, play was kind of happening as he was on, and he's like, nah, I feed off that. He's that sort of guy. So he loves it. We love it. And we love him being him. And obviously the crowd does as well. So he's so important to our group. He's so infectious. And yeah, it's just great to play with guys like that that just feed in those big moments.
No, we love that. And look, your sort of Collingwood career didn't get off to the brightest start with, you know, not only did you have a couple of games before your injury, but you were forced into the ruck when we had no ruckman playing. So, you know, you did a little bit of a time in Brisbane and stuff, and in that one final where you absolutely smashed it. But look, it didn't get off to that sort of start. And what was that sort of process like? I think you were out, I think you returned round 18 or something, and you've been on fire since then. But what was that sort of like, knowing that it's only, you know, it's a hand injury, you can still do everything else except for, you know, mark the ball pretty much and stuff?
Yeah, it was interesting. I felt like I had a pretty good preseason, and I felt like some of my preseason games were really strong. And then I probably didn't transfer that to round one, to round four. And Yeah, it was pretty frustrating, and then obviously got the hand injury. But I thought that the hand injury was a good opportunity to just reset, really hone in on the way the club wants to play. They play a fair bit different to the way Brisbane play. So I was just really trying to make sure that when my time did come, I was ready. And
that's okay.
It wasn't obviously the start, but I think the important thing is just how you grow and how you learn to roll with the punches. And I feel like I've been able to do that the last 8 or 9 weeks, whatever it's been. And just learning. I'm still learning how to play.
Of course.
Not only in front of the big crowds, but with the connection between me and the teammates, the forwards, the midfielders, and so I hope that this isn't my best year. I hope that I've got so much more to give in the next 4 or 5 years, and I feel like that's a really exciting part for me. That's pretty much
Yeah, and that kind of leads me on to the second question, where Brody Majcek has been battling by himself since he started in 2018. He got picked up as a key back. He plays as a key forward and has been battered from pillar to post. We finally get another sort of big guy in to sort of help him. And how's that sort of connection been between you two? I know it takes, some time to sort of get used to it. And then you've got, Guinea, Bobby, Bo at your feet at times as well. How's that sort of forward line sort of working?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Chequers, like you said, he's kind of been the one out guy for, the last 4 or 5 years. And so there was times, early days, where, I'd be going for a mark and then he would be coming back with the flight, because that's what he's always had to do. He's always had to be the guy to create the contest when, we'd kind of talk like, just like, just trust me that I can get the job done. Or so it's all the little things that probably you guys don't always see. You might just look at stats or whatever. You might just look at stats, but it's all the little things about us just learning to play together. And I learning how our midfielders want to kick the ball, or the way they drive through the corridor and use up the hands. At Brisbane, I was always a typical lead up at the footy sort of player, whereas at Collingwood, we use the handball, we try and break through the tackles, and then we're trying to get the ball over the back. So it's just a little differences from one team to another, and one style, I guess. And it's been great. I've actually loved my time learning a different way of looking at the game of football.
Yeah, no, and you can kind of see that from the way that you guys played, especially at the start of the year. And now, I think there was only one game since round 18 against Fremantle where you've only kicked one goal. You've been kicking bags of two since your return, and
it'd be nice to kick more than two. But,
but it's been pretty consistent, which is which is good as well, which helps. And like you said, it's not just the stats; it's everything else that you sort of help out with. You talked about the differences between Brisbane and the Pies. One difference I want to sort of talk about is at Collingwood, we won that qualifying final. You get that week off and then into the prelim this week. Brisbane, and correct me if I'm wrong, but last year you played the qualifying semi and then the prelim against the Cats, 3 in a row.
I think we finished fifth last year. So we played Richmond, beat them. Then we played Melbourne, beat them, and played the Cats,
so what's that sort of like, playing consistently in the finals and having, and this is two games in a month, what's the sort of the lead up and your mentality and workload and stuff like that?
I think I've played in four final series before this one, and I think I've done I played in two prelims, and I've been knocked out once as well in straight sets. So, they're definitely different the way you've got to prepare. Obviously, the week off it's a blessing and a curse. Obviously, you want to go in with momentum, and when you have the week off and you obviously don't have that built-in momentum that GWS will have this week, playing tonight. So, but we just got to back ourselves in that we do the training, we get the week to week stuff done correctly. That'll allow us come Friday night, first by the first bounce, we're ready to go and ready to crack in like a final, like we should. Whereas on the other end, you've got less time to prepare. You're coming off the momentum.
Yep.
But you've also got a chance of guys being sore, niggles, a little bit injury, like a few injury clouds or whatever. So, there's the pros and cons of both. I just feel like we're in a really good position now. I feel like we train as hard as Any team, the intensity in which we trained with on Friday night was finals like. So we're prepped, we're ready to go. We're just, you know, counting down the days now to the big one. So yeah, looking forward.
And that's what we love to hear. Look, before we, I sort of let you go, I've got a couple of questions from fans. I'll put the call out for them. So Phil PTW asks, who out of the midfield gives you the best service or has the best connection going forward?
Jordy Dugowie is elite. The way he can change his kick mid stride is amazing. Paddy Lipinski is underrated, the way he can use the ball inside 50. I think you saw against Melbourne, a couple of the kicks that he put to Billy Elliott were just awesome. So he's another one that can change his kick like mid stride. They're usually the ones that are harder to pick, because if you start to lead a certain way, the defender might not notice that, and that they're able to change it and put you into a good spot. So that's what I love leading to.
No, I love that. T Mello Magpies asks, who has impressed you the most since being at the Pies?
Who is what, sorry?
Who has impressed you the most since being at the Pies?
I mean, it's hard to get past the year, right?
Yeah.
You know, second year player, the way he holds himself, you'd honestly think he'd play 200 games. But he's also so down to earth and just such a genuine person as well. He's so infectious around the footy club. So for a 20-year-old to command what he does from the fans and from the football industry, and then to still be so humble and such a normal person outside of it, it's pretty incredible.
And coming back for a prelim as well, which is just gives everyone a sort of big boost as well, which is incredible.
It's incredible how much a second year player, like how much change that can have.
Awesome. We love it. Sam asks, who is one past Pies player that you would love to line up with?
Past Pies player. I mean, probably Bucks. Like, he was an all-timer. The way he kicked the balls, both feet. Tough as nails. Absolute legend in the footy club.
Nah, look, man, I'll leave it at that. I really do appreciate you taking the time and coming on. Good luck for Friday. And we'll see 95,000 Collingwood supporters. We'll see you there and cheering you on to a win in the prelim, mate.
Thanks so much for that support. Appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. See you, brother. Yeah. Bye.